Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Now, we're going to tell you about a rat.
So family's all rats.
We're going
to grow up to be a rat.
Start things off with a rat. He's only been a national champion for a couple of days, but LSU quarterback Joe Burrow is a rat. If you may remember from the national championship game on Monday night following LSU's win, Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. was seen on the field handing out money to players. And the first reports came out, here was Odell so excited, LSU, Odell Beckham, handing out fake money to people as a fun little gag. Okay,
that's
ha,
all
ha,
the money
ha.
That we had, Karen.
So, all right, that was kind of fun, Odell showing up, being something fun. But, oh, no, 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 no. As far as, was the money fake? Well, here's Joe Burrow, who appeared on Barstool Sports' Pardon My Take podcast today, saying, the money he was handing out wasn't fake.
Did Odell give you money?
I'm not a student athlete anymore, so I can say yeah.
Yeah. Odell was giving out real money.
So family's all rats.
Yeah, to college. He's just ratted about, and he caused a problem for the school now.
He's giving out money to college kids. Yeah.
No matter how much we mock it, and we mocked it as it occurred, we mocked it in its aftermath, and you get it today, people are like, you watch, they'll have to go after him. It's like, yeah, they kind of have to. They got to have to, because I don't know that he sought out, hey, are you going pro? All right, you get a couple. You going pro? You get a, like, he may have indiscriminately given cash to everybody.
Before you think this is, well, what kind of big deal is this? The LSU athletic department issued a statement today saying they were aware that apparent cash was being given to players by Beckham. They've been in contact with both the NCAA and the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, not the Security and Exchanges Commission.
Well, they can get after them, too.
And with the SEC regarding the matter. So they're going to figure out exactly what kind of a violation this is, how it falls. But let's get to that in a second. Let's deal with the ratness of Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I get the part of he doesn't want to lie. Because eventually, if it turns out that they find out Odell was giving out money, and if Odell's giving out real money, eventually that story's going to get out. So I get not wanting to lie about it. Except, boy, if I lie, that looks bad. But you got to blow that question off, all right? Because all you've done now is rain down an investigation on your school. Because, oh, yeah, I'm not a student-athlete anymore. Ha, ha, ha. Well, what about everybody else? What about everybody else you left there? What about potential probation, potential penalties against LSU? Because you decided, I don't care. I'm not there anymore. I'm the number one pick in the draft. I mean, really. I get that it's fun. You're a 21, 22-year-old kid. You just won a championship. You're on podcasts. You know you're going to be the number one pick in the draft. And how many people have we seen this to? The minute they're done with college, it's, I don't care what happens, and I will throw my university under the bus when it comes to it for whatever money I took or expenses, whatever it was. I don't care because I'm not there anymore. You know, that's a thing that if I'm at LSU, I'm pissed at Joe Burrow for ratting this out, and the NFL is going to look at this and go, oh, I don't know they like the fact that here's the leader who said, yeah, ratted everybody out by saying we're getting money.
Rat. I also want to go Joe Burrow's a rat. Beckham Jr. upside the head.
Let's deal with the ratness first. Let's deal with the ratness first, all right?
Yeah, the ratness first. I mean, rat. This just, if he lies, it goes into his draft stock. Did you take money? And did he give you money?
Maybe his agent will be Brett Ratner, TJ. Okay, so maybe his favorite song is Round and Round, TJ.
Wow, you're getting rat into the show immediately.
I mean, he's going to be the number one pick, so that's not going to matter.
No matter what, it doesn't matter if he took $1 billion in cash. Right. He's the number one pick.
But you know, NFL teams are going to go, oh boy, this, you know, we're not a fan of this guy. But no, but I'm not a fan of him saying, okay, hey, I'm not getting anything anymore. The good times are over for me. I'm withdrawing from school. I'm getting ready for the combine, getting ready for my interviews, all this stuff. My life lies beyond Yellow Brick Road. I just threw 60 touchdowns over the course of the season, won a national championship. The fact that you couldn't blow the question off off and let somebody else answer. Let somebody else be the guy to, hey, Odell Beckham was giving out money. You could have done that. You could have just, instead of looking for the fun one-liner here, you could have just said, oh, that was insane. He's handing out stuff. I don't even know what it was. It looked like it was cash. I don't even know. It was great seeing Odell. He's an LSU legend. And you move on.
Well, yeah.
And you move on. It was in the moment. I don't know what happened.
You dropped everything at your locker, or you handed it to somebody.
There's confetti falling.
I mean, unless
they
show you with the serialized bill spending it, there's really no proving what you actually did with it all, if you paid any attention. I mean, a couple of guys, they're on video excited. He was trying to sell Jefferson shoes for $250 million or something like that in the locker room, right? Stuart Mandel, who writes for The Athletic, he's the editor-in-chief of their college football site. He replied with the question of, all right, how does this go in terms of cheating? He goes, quote, seriously, you think this was part of some collaborated scheme to pay players? The guy was drunk and acting like a crazy person when I was in the locker room. End quote. So you've got that rolling for it. Ed Ogeron was asked about it after the game. First time hearing about
it. Go Tigers!
You know, he was all jacked
Thank
up.
You guys. And go Tigers.
I was eating a ham sandwich, and that was really good. The ham sandwich tastes like victory, and then I instead of lettuce, it was dollar bills on it.
I paid cash for it.
Not to segue or divert or take a left turn at all. Did you see him when he was back on land and going the next morning and high-fiving people? I'd be scared as hell as if he was coming with the look he had on his face.
Oh, yeah.
Like he was going to run through the gates and knock you over.
He's intense. He's intense.
Just crazy stuff. But yeah, Joe Burrow and his family are rats.
So Burrow rats out. Not that it wouldn't come out anyway, but why do you have to be the guy? Why do you have to be the guy to do it? You're the quarterback. Dude, it's about decision making. You just showed a great season of decision making. Instead, yeah, I don't care because I'm not there anymore. Yeah, go ahead. Now the NCAA has got to talk to LSU. And look, obviously that's the first part. The second part is this really something you don't expect Odell Beckham to do? We've told you how he only really cares about himself. Now, this is a fun thing, but he knows this would be a thing if he gives out money to players on the field, even for a gag. He thinks he can do anything he wants and not have to be beholden or responsible to anybody. That's what you can say blanketly about him for his entire career. Why is he out of New York? Because none of the things he thought he did was worthwhile of the Giants wanting to push him out for. The Giants would say, well, hey, you know, you shouldn't have done X, Y, and Z. You shouldn't have punched a hole in the wall. You shouldn't have gotten penalties. You shouldn't pretend to urinate on the field. You shouldn't have married the net. You know, you shouldn't have gone and posted that picture online before the playoff game. And Odell said, well, I don't think that's that big a deal because he believes he is beyond reproach and I can do whatever I want to. And this is why he's an ex-member of the New York Giants. Why was he involved in controversy all year this year? Because I can wear a watch on the field. Why are you making it about wearing a watch on the football field? Your team is struggling, but no, I want to wear a watch because I want to be cool and I want to be a star, and that's what I enjoy doing. This is what Odell Beckham likes, and he doesn't care what anybody else does. He knows this is a violation. He just doesn't care. We won. I don't care, man. I'm giving away money because the NCAA is wrong if they come down and punish these kids, and that's wrong. Okay, in your head, I can see how you reconcile that, but in the real world, I mean, that's a violation.
Yeah, but you already went before the playoffs began, right? LeBron sent beats to all the Ohio State players, and Odell sent a bunch of Nike shoes to the LSU guys. You did your part.
Yeah.
It ain't about you anymore. Take pictures with guys and shake their hands or whatever, but now you made it about Odell, and now it's something that the administration has to spend more than 4 minutes on. You've screwed them over, right? This isn't an asked, answered. No, they had to first put out a statement, which was obviously incorrect, right, because they thought it was funny money, Monopoly money, that it might have had little pictures of Odell on there or something. But then upon realizing they were nice, crisp, new $100 bills, now you've got a problem. And now you have to go back and try to retrieve those bills so that this doesn't become a mess. Hey, anybody that got money from Odell, but I could guarantee a bunch of the guys that are done with their eligibility is like, I'll see you in hell.
Great cash.
That was my bonus for what I did and the hurting I put on Clemson. Beat it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. I mean, look, this is Odell Beckham. He can't even get in the offseason not play and not be involved in controversy. I mean, this is, I mean, he knows better. He knows what this means, but I don't care because I can do what I want. And what are they going to do to me if they find out? Hey, I wanted to be the cool guy. Look, Odell was giving away money, man. That was pretty cool.
It's
but
not
I don't
a real
care.
Crime.
I'm going to be the cool guy. It's an NCAA crime.
Okay.
That's the sound that's that it.
It's an NCAA crime.
Okay, but Burrow's not in the NCAA anymore.
Well, the other
fine.
Guys he gave money
the
to.
The other 32 guys that declared eligible.
Yeah,
but
you.
That's not on
there's
you.
A lot of guys.
Off
guys. You see
here's
that
you.
String? I mean, my Twitter was just going nuts. My text alerts, hey, this guy declared, and this guy's got, whoa.
You know what I like?
You lost half your team, Edo.
You know what I like the fact about this?
Thank you guys. Go Tigers.
This is not... you know, sending shoes or sending beats. This is the example of what can you not do in college sports? Well, kids can't take money from people for their performance on the field. And what do we get? There's video of someone actually handing money to the kids for their performance on the field.
But you watch all those baking competitions, right, with Zoe. I do with my kids. You know, they've now got the thing where they have the little money gun.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He might as well have had one
there
of those
go,
on
guys.
The field.
Out.
Look at he's got him on his hips and the whole nine yards.
I mean,
like
quote the great Kenny Powers, dollar bills, y'all.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Well, there's other great
too
quotes.
Early. Slide over baby hour has not begun yet.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
As we told you last night, we spent a lot of time on the developing saga surrounding the Astros and sign stealing and the fallout that's gone on in Major League Baseball since AJ Hinch, GM Jeff Luhnow were suspended, then fired by the Astros for their roles in sign stealing, as the Astros had a very sophisticated way to steal signs. Back in the 2017 year, they won the World Series. This spread to Alex Cora, who was a bench coach on the team in 2017, manager of the Red Sox in 2018 when they won. He had to step down or slash... agree to be fired by the Red Sox a day ago.
For a mutual parting of the ways, Jason.
For his role in the Astros sign stealing. The only guy left right now standing is Carlos Beltran, but really for how long? Because in Rob Manfred's investigation, only two names were mentioned when it comes to who was pulling off this sign stealing relay involving electronics and banging of a trash can. And it was Alex Cora and it was Carlos Beltran. Beltran, who was a player at the time, avoided discipline from Manfred because Manfred decides, I'm not going to punish the guys that actually perpetrated the crime. I'm just going to punish everybody else, which we spend a lot of time on that. But now this story has gone into a different direction. And now it's about Carlos Beltran because he's the guy that is the only one that's still employed that was mentioned in this report. I know the Mets are the Mets, and there could be a story involving them that's in completely so totally Mets. But
and the season's over.
I know they have done so Mets things in the past, and right now there's talk online that Carlos Beltran's niece is tweeting out that he's stepping away from the Mets, and you know she tweeted about him getting the job back in November, so there's all kinds of potential that this could be the breaking of the story, but which it's hard to verify that this actually happens because we haven't gotten official news from the Mets or anybody else, but you know this was the account that let people know, hey, he got hired back in November.
Sure.
So now, you know, potentially, but look, none of that matters because there's no way Beltran can survive this. Even the Mets have to know that this is bigger than just this is our manager we hired to help us and to win games. This is a stain on Major League Baseball, right? This is something that baseball is going to take a long time recovering from because now fans are going to be suspicious again of just what have players done and teams done and what are they continuing to do. It's going to be like the Mitchell report all over again. What players are doing, PEDs, and what are still finding ways to get around the test. And it was a while before we just moved past that storyline. This is going to be that case. Now it's okay. Other teams are doing. Are they doing it less sophisticated? Have they just not gotten caught? And Beltran stands for all of that now. He's the last guy. It's okay. Astros done. Who is next? Alex Cora done. He's out. Who's next? And here's Carlos Beltran. And the Mets have not said anything. I don't think they have any choice but to fire Beltran. I mean, to go into the season with this hanging over their head for a guy that never managed a game with the team. It's not like, boy, this guy won three World Series. It's hard to say goodbye to a manager like that. Guy hasn't managed a game. And when he was first asked about his involvement by the media when this story was breaking because he gets the job and then it's announced that the Astros are being investigated and he played there. He said, no, no, I have no knowledge of this. Now, obviously, you go down the road of denial, you deny. What do you expect Beltran to say? Oh, no, no, I was a ringleader. Me and Cora, we cooked up a scheme that was awesome, man. We had the phones relaying stuff. It was great. But you, once you go down the road of denying, you get caught not telling the truth, that's going to reflect poorly on you. I don't see how Beltran is that much of an asset that the Mets can say it's going to be worth it to keep him around, because he is now the guy that will face the media every day as Mets manager. Cora's gone. Hinch is gone. Luno's gone. These guys don't have to talk to anybody. Don't have to see them. They're gone. They're out of Major League Baseball. And here's Beltran, who's going to be meeting the media and talking every day. Mets are going to spring training very soon, and he's going to be the guy. Every time you see his face on TV, it's a reminder of this scandal.
It's also,
I can't see him stay,
a reminder of his punishment that he has to manage the Mets.
Well, there is that, but
the Mets suck.
Yeah,
just when we go back to the idea of Beltran, what got him the job, right? Was he was that invaluable veteran on the bench?
Sure,
right. That was the selling point.
They even said he knew how to pick up stolen signs.
But exactly,
in the game.
He was the smartest guy in the room. No other. I mean, he had that. I mean, look, his shoulder muscles. He made sure they were strong.
Now listen, Beltran,
extra lifting.
Wait, stop for a second. Beltran had a long and storied major league career. There's no way he was the guy banging the trash.
None bigger than banging on a trash
no,
can.
No, they had
trash.
One, like the 23rd or 24th guy on the roster was doing it. That wasn't, come on, that's Beltran's
not going
to do
that. How about that at bat in 06? You want to go there?
No, not really. No, I really don't want to hear about that. We're on to something else now regarding Carlos Beltran.
Yeah, so for the Mets, it's just an annoyance that you just don't need, right? What value has he instituted since taking over the job? Hasn't worked with the players yet, right? Maybe a little bit of meetings and he got into a batting cage a couple of times flying in and around, you know, the East Coast. But I don't see how you can't just cut ties now, save face, because you don't want to be – you're already a laughingstock, right? They're already looking for reasons to poke at the Mets before you get to spring training. Whatever the roster is, past failures, what the Yankees went and did this offseason, and where they're ready to roll. So, I mean, all the headline writers are waiting for the failure, and they're all going to be lines about Beltran. Every loss is, what, he couldn't steal a sign to generate that extra run?
Couldn't tell that fastball was coming. You couldn't tell Alonso in the ninth inning it was a fastball that was coming when he struck out with the bases loaded, Carlos?
But that's what it becomes, right? It becomes mockery and derision, not just from the fans, but the poison pens of your media. And it's something all the guys in your clubhouse then have to wear every day. It's just not worth it. It's not worth having that distraction and that around. Cora, gone. Beltran, the most valuable last man on the bench because he could pick up and steal signs. Well, now we know how he did it. An elaborate scheme. That's it. It's a scheme, just like when they're trying to get parole Danny Ocean at the beginning of Ocean's 11. Is it that you've never been involved, or is it just you got caught? I was depressed. My wife had left me, and I found myself in a self-destructive pattern. Is that what he's going to try to say? No. You got a problem.
If I thought for a second there was a way out of it, the Mets could let it play out, stick their heads in the sand, but they can't because it's not just a Mets thing. It's a Major League Baseball thing. Whether they want to do it or not, I'm sure they don't want to do it. Of course, the Red Sox didn't want to have to push Alex Cora out, and the Astros didn't want to have to fire their manager and their GM a month before spring training. But it's such a bad story, and nothing good comes of this, and it's going to continue to come out over the course of the next few months. What's going to happen if they keep Carlos Beltran, and then in a month and a half, Yahoo comes out with, hey, we did a big investigative report into this. Wait till we tell you what exactly Carlos Beltran did when he was with the Astros. And now it's now you got to fire him then? Because now you can't wait for the other shoe to drop, because you know there's going to be all kinds of shoes dropping. It's going to be drop, shoe, everywhere. That's what's going to happen.
It's raining shoes.
It's going to be raining shoes.
Fire
drop,
it in
drop,
there.
Drop. Can't wait.
Shoes. I get my emails all the time about shoes dropping, but not necessarily in that fashion.
If this was a great manager, if this was somebody that piloted you to numerous championships, this is Bruce Bochy, I would say, okay, maybe not.
But even if it was, if he's implicated in this, it's time to, you know, wash your hands. You got to go Vegas blackjack dealer and be done with it. And I got to think that Major League Baseball on some level is kind of putting the screws to them a bit.
Of course they are.
Let's go.
You got to do
this. Let's just get this finished so everybody involved, they're going to have to deal with the fallout of the fact that none of the players got hurt in this, which you and I talked about at length. We disagreed and had a little bit of a disagreement with our guy, John Paul Morosi, when he came on MLB Network, Fox Sports. Find the podcast, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you pull down podcasts, download parts or the whole show. Give it 5 stars. We'll love you forever. But talked about that a lot yesterday, just the idea that the players get to skate. The only thing they're going to have to wear are questions from media members as they hit the road for those first road trips. Beyond that, everybody gets to play. These guys, they all are the named co-conspirators in a scheme to defraud Major League Baseball and the fans. Done.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Geico Studios. Yeah, Mets, call Bruce Bochy, call Mike Socia. I'm sure they would love to come and manage that pitching staff for at least one more year.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
I'm going to shock you right now, Mike Harmon.
I'm going to shock you. How are you going to shock me,
I'm going to shock you. What did I say regarding Jason Garrett all throughout this season in the NFL? This is going to be it for him. He's going to be let go.
Tom Brady. Hated him. You and Rob Parker did the tag team. Just a matter of who was louder about how much they hated
Tom Brady.
Yeah,
but Jason secretly loves Brady.
Wow.
Well, he's never been hotter.
Come on. I would love it if Tom Brady would play quarterback for the Jets, but that's not going to happen, Chris.
What are you, Vinny Barbarino? Sound me alone.
No, that was Rob Parker. I'm Rob Parker for you. I'm Rob Parker. Chris Broussard would say, I like that. I don't love it, but I like it. Come on, Chris.
Deb, you got it right.
But suddenly now it's like it's the Odd Couple again. I could do both people. Give you a show with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker and play the parts of both of them.
And my cheese was hot.
That doesn't leave much for me. And I like to hear myself talk, as does America.
All right, no, but I just...
Four hours every night.
No. I just mean, like, if they ever wanted to take off for their show, I could do that. Yeah, no, I mean that. Then I do the show with you as me, and you be you. That's how it works.
So I'm going to write a bunch of T-shirt slogans around the line of you be you.
You be you. Jason Garrett was going to get fired because this was it. This was the year where Jerry Jones's roster underperformed way too much publicly for his liking. And I couldn't argue with it because Jason Garrett has had a long time to try to get over the top of the mountain with the Cowboys, been the head coach since 2010. No sympathy. Yeah, he's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm going to shock you because with this job opportunity, I support him getting back into the National Football League.
Did he go to Indeed.com and find himself a match?
No, he should have. Who is that? Jets, swipe left. Browns, swipe left.
I didn't put him on a dating app.
Swipe left.
I put him on Indeed.
Bengals, swipe right.
Dolphins, swipe left. Oh, my goodness. Swiping. All the left swiping.
Swiper, no swiping.
Wow, you went Dora on
us? He did.
Boom.
You know, he just would have been, Eddie Fox would have blended in, but the fact he's got to wear a mask, I know that swiper now.
Spoiler alert, but the mask kicked ass. Come on.
So he could be on his way back in as he is interviewed with the New York Giants for their vacant offensive coordinator position. This is why I like this. All right, the Giants, look, they hired Joe Judge. We have no idea if this guy knows what he's doing or not. He's not a name anybody else wanted to talk to. The Giants, whose front office is a complete and total clown car, has no idea what they're doing. They've shown you the past year and a half. They don't have a plan. They have a lame duck GM that for some reason they wanted to keep Dave Gettleman, but now they hire a guy when you should be able to pick and choose anybody you want to be the head coach of the New York Giants, which shows you how far the job has fallen, that it's Joe Judge, the Patriots wide receivers coach. Oh, by the way, Patriots wide receivers stunk out loud last year, but still, let's go get Joe Judge.
Push the special teams part of it. That was more successful.
Okay, our special teams more successful.
That's an extension of the defense.
Wide receivers, not so much. But
there you go. Yeah, yes.
What was the big Achilles heel of the Patriots? The wide receivers. Let's go get the wide receivers coach. So they hire Joe Judge, and who knows what this guy can do. But you bring in Jason Garrett, who immediately, number one, has a calming effect on the franchise. Jason Garrett's run the Dallas Cowboys. He's been through everything. He'll be able to handle New York. He will probably be a great source of information, someone that Joe Judge can bounce stuff off of, and just his presence alone will make the Giants feel better. And it's a football presence, but it's almost like when a family member you really trust and need their advice shows up, you immediately feel better about a situation that you don't know what you're going to do because this person is here and you know they're going to help you. That's what it's going to feel like to have Jason Garrett in the building. All right, things will be okay because we have a guy that's run an entire ship before in Dallas, and he's had to answer to Jerry Jones, who wakes up differently every single day. He's lived in that spotlight for a decade. Now coming here as the OC, hey, we trust what he can do here is going to help us. And as an offense coordinator, what he's going to be able to do is be able to continue to develop Daniel Jones like he developed Dak Prescott, like he developed the Cowboys offense and built the offensive line philosophy out. As an offensive coordinator, Jason Garrett has done very good things. And that this would be his job with the Giants, both of those things, yeah, this is a good move for the Giants because they need, quote, an adult in the room before everything goes to hell. And he would be a huge stabilizing force there in the locker room.
Well, you talk about 3 years as a coordinator in Dallas before getting the head job. The offense ran well under him. We saw what Dak Prescott became. How much is that? It's Kellen Moore versus Jason Garrett. That Jason Garrett might be one of those career guys where he's a good to great coordinator and an average, slightly above average head coach. Is that where we're headed to? Like we've looked at Norvell Turner, one of the favorites around Dallas, or a Wade Phillips, who was above 500, but wasn't a guy that was a long-term head coach anywhere. Performed fairly well, but not that get you B to C, but a fantastic coordinator as we look for his next run, maybe in Cleveland. But for Jason Garrett, you're looking for a guy that you want to develop Daniel Jones. And if you're telling me my two candidates, as it stands right now, it's him and it's Freddie Kitchens. Which way are you going after what you watched? Right?
Wow. The choice could be Freddie Kitchens or no one, and I would say, I like that no one. I don't have to pay that no one anything. That'd be awesome.
We're just going to roll a 20-sided Dungeons & Dragons die, and
it's
that's
like,
our play.
It's like when what was Flanders running for when someone nominated him in The Simpsons? Someone said, Flanders can do it, and he stands up and says, well, I don't know if I can, and Homer just goes, someone else, someone else, someone else, someone else. That would be what I would be for Freddie Kitchens.
That sounds about right, right? Because there's the thing is that maybe he ingratiates himself to the ownership and that he becomes your coach in waiting. And that's not, if I'm a Giants fan, I'm doing everything I can in a letter writing campaign, calling into all local sports talk radio and saying, no, Jason Garrett, I think you could bring him in. And I think he'd be a guy that'd be a good whisperer for Daniel Jones to bring that offense along. I think it's a solid move. I like everyone else, I'd love to see that expanded. Right, I mean, maybe Eric Bieniemy's time comes a year from now. Because as we talked about, this coaching cycle, this set of head coaching jobs, was there anyone you were really excited about? I mean, Carolina's interesting just because it's new blood at the ownership.
Right,
and a new way
in
of
retrospect,
doing business.
Mike McCarthy was, whoa, why did we go sleeping on Mike McCarthy? Right. I cannot believe that. Because if you started this process over again, everybody would try to hire Mike McCarthy. They would fire their coaches before the season ended and hire Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, he's the obvious candidate. I'm just saying for clamoring for the jobs themselves, they're not exactly the greatest collection of ownership and decision makers that we've seen in football here in recent memory. But for Jason Garrett, go to the Giants. Why not?
Yeah, I fully support that. I think that would be a good move for the Giants. It would stop the backsliding. And like I said, sometimes just the presence of an adult in the building calms things down. It would work.
That was the mantra of this coaching hire. You've got to find an adult!
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.